FM.
Well, listener, old Shake, he knows what time of the season it is as well.
He's a very funny man.
That was a hilarious instant message.
Yes, it was.
It was hilarious. And by the way, if y'all are on Gmail and you have zingers, you hurl your zingers at us. Our Gmail, it's khum.studio@gmail. You put us in your little IM list, then you can hurl zingers and or hatred.
Yes. It's the perfect venue for hate.
People don't hate that.
No, not good at hate. Not so much.
It is a pretty good venue for hate.
Oh, it's awesome.
Haters gonna hate.
It's the passive aggressive platform of choice.
Some guy on the blogs got on my case for using the word haters. Did you see that? It was on the Loco.
Yes.
Somebody was like, "I hope your host is 20-something because he's using the word hater." And I told him I was 59.
Uh huh.
Which I hope he believed.
Yeah, truthfully.
Yeah, exactly.
This is freaking me out.
Yeah, it looks kind of like...
This is like an octopus?
No, it's a Day of the Dead bread, and it's delicious.
Really?
I'm trying to change my relationship with death after these changeovers we've been having.
Oh, did this come from...
From Los Bagels.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what those ads are talking about, man. That's
what it looks
stuff.
Like?
Yeah.
It's so freaky.
In a good way.
Well, yeah, I know, but it just, it has unnatural colors associated with it. Ordinarily, colors. If this wasn't, if this wasn't Day of the Dead bread... You would keep that at arm's length and throw it out.
Now, I can say this as a Dutch person.
Yes.
Okay. Dutch food, it's bad. Yeah, that sounds racist.
Not Ristafel.
Okay, it's actually pretty delicious. I've grown to love it. But the one thing that Mexican food has got going that Dutch people need to learn from, colorful food.
It's very colorful.
It's like Dutch food is all white. Surprise, surprise.
And delicious. That's Mexicans have that as well.
Yes, they do. But we don't have... The Dutch cuisine, which I'm still calling ethnic food, is not... there's not a lot of fruit going on in there.
No. I don't even really know what Dutch cuisine is other than Ristafel, which is a weirdness due to their colonial past.
I don't even know what Ristafel is, but let me guess. Is there white carbs in it?
No, it came from their occupation of Indonesia. So it's basically a spicy... Ristafel means rice table. So you have all these things. It's kind of like tapas, only you get these little small plates, and normally they're served in ascending heat, spicy heat.
Okay.
So you start off ones that are kind of mild, and as you work your way through, you get to the ones that are blisteringly hot.
I can dig that.
It's delicious.
You know what's weird food is that when I was in Aruba, I guess last year, was that a year ago? It's like Dutch colony food meets Colombian food.
Wow.
Kind of a train wreck. Kind of weird.
Could be interesting, though.
What's Humboldt food? Funyuns.
Humboldt food. Yeah, I don't really know. Funyuns, where did that come up?
Screaming Yellow Zonkers.
That's on Breaking Bad.
Nice.
Yeah, the guy loves Funyuns.
I got to get into Breaking Bad.
You do.
I know.
It's really good. I resisted it because BFSC has been pestering me about it. I'm like, I'll get to it. And then I finally did, and it's awesome. I've been marathoning it.
I should applaud you, by the way, speaking of Ben from Santa Clarita.
Why?
America's finest radio listener.
Uh-huh.
Who doesn't listen to your show.
No, he never does.
Weirdly.
Yeah.
He chimed in on what was a hilarious Twitter meme that you started.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The hashtag.
That was fun.
Were you talking about that on the radio?
No.
No?
No, because so many of them were not radio friendly.
No, not the one I put up. But we can talk about it now.
Yeah, I mean, it's there.
Okay, so Twitter 101, because I'm presuming most people have better things to do. Okay. There are these games that sort of erupt, these hashtag games, where you put, the numeric keyboard thing for, number four. That's the hashtag. You do that, and then there's a theme of, married Wilco, and then you would riff on Wilco lyrics if Jeff Tweedy was married, and then suddenly it takes on a hilarious sadness that people who like Wilco can play along with, right?
Such as the one yesterday, which was very funny, was I was trying to break your heart. Now I'm trying to do the dishes.
Yes, exactly. Fine, I'll do the dishes, I'll mow the lawn. So anyway, Larry's hashtag yesterday was unfortunate Halloween candy, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, it turned out really good.
And BFSC got in on it.
He did. The winner, though, was JSAV.
What was it?
Well, I can't say most of them.
Did you know what mine was? It was a play on Skittles.
I got that.
That I can't say on the radio.
It's super funny.
Yeah. So it was fun.
No, it was good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a lot better than It detracted from my show, however.
Yeah.
So, but that was the way that went.
Oh, hey, real quick. Where can somebody get a Zorro hat?
A Zorro hat?
A Zorro hat.
I'm not sure I know what a Zorro hat is.
Can't say what it's for.
Now it's intriguing. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. The haberdashery?
The haberdashery. Just go to your local hatter.
Yes.
It turns out Matt is a hatter based in reality. Do
you know
that?
Of lead.
Was it lead?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was lead? Okay. You clearly know.
I believe it's lead.
You wrote the Wikipedia page.
I'm putting that at 89% confidence.
I thought it was, yeah, mercury or formaldehyde.
Oh, maybe it's mercury.
Burn!
Yeah, might be mercury. Yeah. Okay. All right.
There it is. Either way, it'll make you crazy. You know who was a hatter?
Huh.
Who was... Okay. The guy who shot John Wilkes Booth was a hatter. This was the dude who cut off his own testicles with scissors because he thought he was Jesus.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, I really hate being reminded of that.
Of the
I don't want to think about that.
You don't want to hear about the tale of Sergeant Boston Corbett?
Mercury. Yeah, well, they didn't know it was bad, right?
Yeah, they didn't know. They just but everybody in that line of work went nuts.
I keep waiting for Comet to eat mercury.
What?
Well, he eats everything.
That's
so
true.
Sooner or later, he's going to eat some mercury.
You know, that reminds me. By the way, Andrew Goff is now instant messaging.
Uh-huh.
He says he won.
Well, he did not. But
let's see if it's still up. On you guys who use the Twitter, you can Google it. Just actually, you don't even have to have an account. Unfortunate Halloween candy. Yeah, I think Goff won that one. Oh, people are still doing it. It's still alive.
Really?
Yeah. Including Debbie Topping.
Oh, wow.
She's in there.
That's awesome.
Ben from Santa Clarita, single bubble.
Yeah, I like that. Well, some of the ones we can say, like Jen had bad and not enough.
Yeah, that's exactly. Listener Lisa from Laytonville, she had nieces pieces. I think it's a pretty good one.
Nice.
You know what's a good one that works straight? You don't even have to change it? Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth, yes.
Yeah.
Although Jen had baby roofies.
Yeah, that's a good one. Rough Patch Kids.
Awesome.
Junior Lintz. Oh, these are great. Oh, hey, so...
Well, speaking of Comet eating mercury, do you know that there's a comet coming very near? November 8th on your calendar. A huge asteroid that could potentially threaten Earth in the far future will pass as close as astronomers... will pass close by. It's the closest one in a long time. It's going to be... Well, it's 400 meters wide, which is, for your reference, 4 football fields, roughly. It's going to come...
You say that like I know how long a football field is.
Well, I did say it that way. Come close to 200,000 miles. That's closer than the moon.
That's pretty pretentious, just assuming somebody knows how long a football field is.
Earth. It was part of the joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's like you wouldn't be able to understand meters unless I put it in football terms, which is not the same as your personality. But this one is not going to smash into the Earth and destroy it, though we do know that at some point that is going to happen.
How come that 2 of the 4 Larry Trask-produced changeovers have involved Armageddon?
I don't know.
What's that about? Okay, and then one of them was about sorry pickup lines.
Yeah, I don't know. So that put me in mind of... Like, if you wanted to destroy the Earth, like, how could you do it? And I don't mean just, you know, like, wipe out all humanity because that's a piece of cake. But I mean actually destroy the Earth so that where the Earth once was, there is no other Earth. Nothing. Empty space. So...
Suddenly you went all Werner Herzog.
And there are... I have actually a 28-page manual on how to do it. There are a number of different methods, so I thought we could talk about a few of them and
sure, okay.
See which one we...
I thought that I had read somewhere that they actually have like what's called like the doomsday device, where you could just blow up the Earth.
I don't think that they do. I mean, I'm not sure that that exists, but it could be. I was wrong about the mercury.
Sorry, dude. Andrew Goff, killing spree. Unfortunate Halloween candy.
I didn't get that, though.
It was spree, the candy.
Oh.
You just...
Right, yeah, okay. Killing to it.
Yeah.
Can we stick with the Earth?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm closing it.
So, yeah. Our goal is to, by any means necessary, change the Earth into something other than a planet or a dwarf planet. Because if it still qualifies as a planet, then you technically haven't destroyed the Earth.
Okay.
This is where I'm going with it. So one way, this is pretty infeasible, but you could, if you had an equivalent equivalent quantity of antimatter, and you hurl that towards the Earth, the resulting interaction would completely destroy the Earth. So you generate some antimatter, probably in space, hurl it towards Earth.
Or at CERNs.
Could do it at CERN, right?
Right.
Use a super collider, and then ultimately the Earth becomes a singularity. So that would be good. That's one way. But the problem is that it's really, 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 really hard to create that much antimatter. Like, you would need billions of years to do it. So we'll throw that one away.
Okay.
All right.
Move down the list of ways to annihilate the Earth.
There is one that would work really well if you could suck the Earth into a microscopic black hole.
Huh.
And the only thing you need for that is a microscopic black hole. Like, if you have
again, CERNs.
CERN could do it.
You Hadron simply style.
Place the black hole in the surface of the Earth and wait. And in a matter of time...
Place the Earth on the surface of a black hole?
No, place a black hole on the surface of the Earth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have the microscopic one, and then...
Does it have to be on the surface of the Earth? Could you put it on a tree?
Well, you know...
Eventually it will...
It's going to get there, yeah.
Average out.
Yeah, like you put it on the roof of the building, that's the same. That's just as good as putting it in a parking lot. Problem is that a microscopic black hole is difficult to generate. So let's skip ahead to some more feasible methods.
That's a huge printout.
It's a 20-page manual.
Wow.
There's a bunch of different methods.
Who wrote that? The Unabomber?
No, some dude. So you could blow it up if you had 25 trillion tons of antimatter, but again, that's
the
antimatter problem.
Who is some dude? What's the authors of this document's name? I want to be his Facebook friend.
Click on my status link.
Okay. Click on my status link. Okay.
This is the one that I like. Meticulously and systematically deconstructed. So...
Geocide? It's got its own name? This is Geocide?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Sure. So if you had a mass driver, and preferably like a trillion of them working, you could just grab pieces of Earth and hurl it far enough into space so that it wouldn't... Because if you don't throw it far enough, it's going to come back eventually and reform the Earth. So you get these trillions of mass drivers all over the Earth. They're picking up chunks and they're throwing it out into space. And then after a period of time, and this person estimates, it depends on the number of mass drivers, but probably like a couple million years. Goodbye, Earth.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
By the way, this is a fascinating blog that you're reading.
It is.
I mean, look at these. Chess, the movie. I would watch that. I don't even know what it's about.
So... And then finally, the most feasible method, according to this guy, is to rip it apart by tidal forces.
Huh.
When something like a planet orbits something else like the sun, the closer it is, the faster it orbits.
Oh, totally, right.
So if you move the Earth closer to the sun, it's going to... Well, I'll just read it. If you move the Earth close enough to the sun, you'll find it's close enough that the side of the Earth facing the sun wants to orbit the sun faster than the side pointing away from it. This causes strain. Move Earth close enough within an imaginary boundary called the Roche limit, and the strain will be great enough to literally tear the planet Earth apart.
And then we've got two little Earths.
Yeah. Well, it would just continue to deconstruct and ultimately get sucked into the sun.
Really, though? Wouldn't they sort of find each other in their own orbital pole?
Well, you know, I haven't tried this, so I don't know.
We should rename your radio show Inbox Zero. What do you think?
Inbox Zero?
Inbox Zero.
I don't get it.
Well, because it would just signify that there is nothing where there should be something.
Huh. It's like much like this changeover.
Each of these have improved. They've all been good.
I don't know. I thought this Destroy the Earth one was going to be a little bit better, to be honest with you.
What's not to like about everybody dying?
Well, yeah...
Hank Sims from the Lost Coast Outpost is just hammering us here with... listener Old Shake, he's looking at the thing. He said number 9 is his favorite. Pulverized by impact with blunt instrument.
That is a good one.
You'll need a big heavy rock like Mars.
Right. So you just, hurl Mars at the Earth and it's big enough. Like, that's like the super asteroid.
Right.
That is a good one.
It's being suggested, again, on Twitter that you play... Crash Into the Sun by Jim White, which is a pretty great jam.
I can do that, yeah.
But you have Skeeter Davis queued up.
I have another thing picked up, but I'll play Jim White.
Okay.
Are we done?
Are we done?
I'd like to apologize.
That's the name of my show.
On behalf of everyone for this. But it is a fascinating, I would encourage people, just Google how to destroy the Earth. And the top link is this blog. And it is very, I mean, this is not some
Geocide.
Guy. He's not, this isn't just fanciful. He's put a lot of effort into this.
It looks very truthy to me, honestly.
Yeah. So anyway, it's fascinating.
I don't know how you found this blog, but this looks amazing. It's, whatever this guy's writing about, he has a whole essay on, quote, on short URLs, or URLs, as I think everybody should call them.
That's not catching on.
It's not catching on. What's not to catch on? It's easy to say.
Massive is closer to being catching on than URL.
URLs. Just rolls off the whatever. Like the rural juror. Sorry. Okay. Larry, have a great show.
Oh, thank you.
People are still adding to this unfortunate Halloween game. I can't believe that. Even an hour ago, Scott Goforth, 2.5 Musketeers. Which paints a really good
picture. Musketeers.
Yeah, if it was 2 Musketeers, that'd be easy enough to understand. He got lost. He couldn't find his keys.
That's better than mine. I did 3 Musketeers.
Pretty great.
Yep.
All right. Well, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have to keep it civil because I got the congresswoman to be or would be. Susan Adams is going to be all up in this piece.
Okay.
Who, as I mentioned before, retweeted our tweet of that she'd be in this piece. So you have a person who can use that sort of slang.
Sweet.
In the right way.
Could you ask her about destroying the Earth?
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Okay. Crash into the Sun, Jim White, KHUM, Garberville, Eureka, Arcata, Larry Trask is up next.